Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A senior Ukrainian official has confirmed that Ukraine has used American-made missiles to strike inside Russia for the first time. That as Vladimir Putin updates Russia's military doctrine to say it can use nuclear weapons in response to attacks from Ukraine. This week, marking 1,000 days since the Russian invasion of the country began, President Volodymyr Zelensky thanking the European Parliament for its support.
Even with North Korea's Kim Jong-un, but by his side, Putin remains smaller than the United States of Europe.
Prosecutors in New York are expected to propose the next steps in Donald Trump's New York hush money case today. Trump was convicted of 34 felonies earlier this year, but the recent Supreme Court case on presidential immunity raises questions about sentencing. The president-elect reportedly calling senators in recent days, trying to sell them on his pick for attorney general, former Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A nonprofit dedicated to feeding people in Sauk County may not be able to fulfill its mission. The Beyond Blessed Pantry typically helps close to 800 families with food each week, but now their lease isn't being renewed. Executive Director Shannon Howley says this changes everything.
If you don't have a building, you can't serve people. So while our main goal is feeding people, you need to have bricks and mortar to do that. We have a lot of warehouse product. We have a lot of things that come in on a weekly basis that need coolers and freezers. So if we run out of the building space, we run out of opportunity to serve.
The pantry has to be out of its current location by January. They're hoping to find somewhere new. And about 50 Wisconsinites have been scammed out of millions after being told their bank account was hacked and investing in gold bars. 49 people have reported the scam to the FBI. The thieves have stolen about $13 million from people here in Wisconsin. That's an average of $250,000 per person. The key phrase to be on the lookout for. Scammers said their bank account had been hacked and they needed to buy gold instead. Then once people had bought that gold, the voice on the phone told them they needed to store it somewhere safe and offered to send a courier to pick it up and bring it to the treasury. And you guessed it, they never saw their gold again. One woman told the Milwaukee TV station she lost $433,000. That was her life savings for retirement. Authorities have arrested two scammers who posed as couriers, the ones who picked up the gold. The FBI believes these schemes originated overseas, and then people in the Midwest have been tasked with going and picking up the gold. Older people were targeted because they have more savings. Officials say if you get a call from anybody claiming to be your bank, look up their phone number from a legitimate source, call that number, see if they were the ones who contacted you. The FBI says most of the time they'll tell you, that wasn't us, that's a scam. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks beat the Rockets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks pulled out a 101-100 win over the Rockets last night in Milwaukee. It snapped a 5-game winning streak for Houston. Damian Lillard with the winning shot. Doc Rivers says Lillard reminds him of Ray Allen.
Well, Dame just has great courage. You know, reminds me a lot of Ray Allen. In that way, Ray didn't have a lot of bad shooting nights, but when he had one, if you had one shot to make, you still wanted to go to him. And that's how you feel about Day.
The Bucks host the Chicago Bulls tomorrow night. Men's college basketball, number 19th ranked Badgers, held on to win over Texas Rio Grande Valley, 87-84. Wisconsin remains undefeated at 5-0. College football, the Badgers head to Lincoln to play Nebraska this Saturday at 2:30. Luke Fickell on his decision to fire offensive coordinator Phil Longo.
Just so you know, on Sunday, I had made a decision to what we needed to do, and then came in, obviously had a conversation with Phil and pretty much decided that we needed to do it now.
That's the Badgers' Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Showers this morning, mostly cloudy and windy all day today with a high in the mid-50s here this afternoon. Tonight, we'll drop into the upper 30s. Tomorrow, some rain showers, then a few snow showers in the afternoon with a high tomorrow near 43. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
After raising the kids, having weddings, and getting them settled, my wife and I prepared to spend our very first Christmas alone. They were all at the in-laws this year, so we watched old videos of them growing up. Went to bed early, and Christmas morning, my wife said, let's never do that again.
We're on our own again this year, but we're actually looking forward to it because we rented a private vacation home in Alexandria, Minnesota. Lakes, shopping, restaurants, and new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, an updated version of All the Best People. Paul Trebian will be here to talk about the holiday folk fair, and we'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 11. A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Stephanie Miller.
You say what you want to say and let the words fall out. Honestly, I want to see you be brave. What you want to say and let the words fall out. Honestly, I want to see you be brave.
We have a jury system in this country for a reason, and they spoke, and their decision should be honored and should be respected just as much as any other decision in this country. And there's that needs to be fought for too. That needs to have a balance for too. You know, we're not talking about just charging him anymore at this point. I get Jack Smith is going to dismiss it outright, but a jury has spoken. And I think that should have some weight in a democracy and a justice system like we do. And I think Justice Mershon should take that into consideration too.
Ah, agreed. Mm-hmm. That was the Midas Touch.
Legal
she's analyst.
One of the legal ladies on that show.
A little lady, exactly.
She's a legal lady.
That's what I said, legal lady. Okay. I need some love. Sorry. Oh, hi. Welcome, New Morning Joe listeners and viewers. Hi.
Aren't they over by now?
I agree with you.
I think they just ended.
Okay.
Yeah. We are the anti-fascism liberals, so don't get in bed with fascists. Okay. Laura in Woodstock, Georgia. Hey, Steph. I've been a hot mess this past week. My mind keeps racing with possible solutions to this nightmare and thinking this is something America must go through in order to truly become the country we claim to be. All I keep thinking back is to June 2016 and Brexit. Remember all the stories about how people were shocked and horrified after they realized exactly what they voted for? And now we have the same thing. I really do blame mainstream media for not educating viewers and readers, as is their obligation. But that's a whole nother rant. Thanks for everything you do, Mama. So grateful for you are. Welcome, Laura. And everyone that used to watch Morning Joe. Okay, let's... We shall never kiss the ring. Never.
Never. Never. Never. Never.
Surrender. We shall fight them on the beaches. Okay, I'm back. Sean and... Sean and Ann, help those of us in red states. Steph, I can no longer allow Trump to live rent-free in my head. I cannot listen to his voice or see his face. So I will only be tuning into the Stephanie Miller Show for my news. I think that's wise.
Yes.
Filtered through Stephanie doing Donald's voice to be able to digest it.
That's people, the best way to...
It is.
I'm trying not to grab his stuff. Yeah. I'm trying not to
I don't think
it.
I can. I can't. Blah, blah, blah. I can't handle it either. I read the stupid Joe and Mika tweet. You're lucky I let them come here and grab a gagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagag shocked by anything Donald Trump does. Did they wake up all like Blinky, Joe and Mika, like, what? He said something mean about us again? But what? People, do not tune out. Do it for those of us that are not in a safe blue bubble. Thank you, Sean. Agreed. Please, if you know people in red areas that are scared, reach out if you have friends and family that are, you know, feel like they're surrounded. Dan, this is a love letter and also another indication that I am way too blabby, and people that work with me have worked with me way too long, and people that listen have listened way too long and know way too many things about me. Dan said, dear Steph, because of the placement of your microphone yesterday, it looked like your t-shirt says rump. Is this a reference to your long ago vacation in Italy, Dan, in Binghamton?
Wow.
Okay, you know what, Dan? Let's not bring up college misadventures in Italy.
Some people pay attention to your stories very carefully.
Goodness gracious.
Things you can't unsay.
I haven't remembered that Italian story in a really long time.
I don't think I ever heard it. Will you please divulge
what's
it to me?
What's the matter me?
I had fun in Italy once.
My college heterosexual misadventures in Italy. That was that story. Okay, let's move on, shall we?
I want to hear this.
I think there was...
Okay, you know what? Just... Why isn't there more turnover on this show so people know nothing about me?
Because you keep bringing us back in when we try to leave.
You're like the Godfather.
You were like Joe and Mika. You came groveling back. I didn't go to Palm Springs and get you.
You kind of did.
No, I did not.
You came out there with Marsha.
Oh, I came to visit you.
Is that what we call it?
We look like the sweetest lovers that have like a second home in the desert. Which we don't. We're not, but okay.
No.
All right. Michelangelo Signorelli, one of our SiriusXM beloveds, says CNN and MSNBC ratings plummeted after the election. What they and most corporate media don't understand is that much of their audience comes from the liberal left while the right watches Fox. Mm-hmm. And that audience blames media coverage, too, for the Trump win. Morning Joe bowing to Trump and the rest doing finger pointing and both sides coverage isn't going to bring that audience back. Thank you. That's why they're all here. In case you're wondering where they went. Joe Walsh said, good morning. Trump's greatest legacy is the destruction of truth. We lacked imagination in Trump's first term regarding the threat that he is and the lawlessness he is capable of. Do not make that mistake again. If you normalize Trump, he's already beaten you. Number four, resist. Thank you. Joe Walsh will still be Vive la Resistance sing with us. Vive la Resistance.
Vive.
Maybe he'll come on with us again.
That was better.
We will get our je ne sais quoi. We will locate it. We will say au revoir to ennui.
Why would you say au revoir to ennui?
Back into a cul-de-sac?
Bonjour! Yes, we are in a political cul-de-sac now, but we'll get out. All right. NS says, all of us should refuse to pretend that any of this is normal and that these voters are just woefully misunderstood. And if only the Democrats had addressed their economic anxiety, they might vote differently. While they are numerous, that does not make them right. Those are adults, so let's treat them like adults. Let's acknowledge that they want to believe nonsense and conjecture. They want to believe anything that affirms their worldview. Thank you. Thank you. Hang on 1 second. Okay. Somebody retweeted New Yorker magazine. Instead of explaining how she would build on Joe Biden's accomplishments and tackle corporate greed and inequality, Kamala Harris spoke of creating an opportunity economy, a vague idea more likely to appeal to entrepreneurs than to struggling workers. Mm. MS says Kamala Harris' vague economic plan was 82 pages and would significantly help the bottom fifth of income earners. People, this is the outright lie that in the misogynoir. In real time. And you all still want to act like it wasn't a factor. I'm going to keep pointing it out because the gaslighting is unreal. Mm-hmm. And one last one from Bob Schooley. I'm looking for the post-election take on Trump winning because a lot of white people are pretty clearly stupid, racist, or both. Thank you, Bob! Yeah. Rita in Texas. Hi, Rita.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. Go ahead.
Listen, I love you. You're so good. You think like I think. You got rid of Joe. I don't record him no more, et cetera, et cetera. I love you, Jody.
Yes, ma'am.
You guys are wonderful. But I want to say...
I'm in trouble now.
I felt a butt coming, but go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody's been trying to say, I believe Chris voted for Trump because he's touchy on that subject. Anytime you talk about Trump, he just gets... in a rage, so I think that's the friend is him. That's what I think.
No.
Chris can speak for himself,
but I
don't
guys.
Believe he voted for Trump, but I don't.
I was going to say no.
Yeah. You don't?
No.
No,
why
he
is
did
he
not.
So sensitive?
He's got a friend that
why
did.
Why is he so sensitive?
He's got a friend.
Huh?
He has a friend that
all
voted for
we're
him.
All, honestly, Rita, we're all sensitive
right.
after
why is
the
he
election.
So, he gets really upset when y'all talk about that friend.
Yeah, we're all a little touchy.
Well, okay. Here's the thing. When I'm asked about my friend, you know, I talk about my friend, and then I get accused of being defensive. So I'm not going to talk about that friend anymore. Okay.
Good. good choice.
That would be great.
All right. Rita,
okay, then
my
why
friend,
did you bring it up, Rita?
Okay. We don't need to take that tone with each other. Let's try to be, like, respectful.
I don't have a tone.
No, no, not you. That's, not you. Not talking to you.
He's talking. I can't hear right. him. Is he talking?
Okay.
Is he talking?
Rita, I think we're all a little exhausted and a little, you know, what's the word? We're a little raw mm-hmm. after this election, so let's give each other a little grace. But I love you, and my friend just got back from Texas, and she said the hats were everywhere that say, make Dallas great again. Mm-hmm. So I assume Dallas has not been graded and now is great again? Is that what happened?
I have no idea what he's talking about. It's the same.
I assume.
But yes. I thank you guys for right. everything.
Thank you, sweetie.
All right.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Speaking of traveling, my friend just traveled. Katie tweets, so they said on the news a record-breaking number of people will be traveling over the Thanksgiving weekend. Huh, that's odd. I thought people were struggling because of inflation. Just more lies told by the right. I mean, mm-hmm. I hear more and more, literally all-time record traveling. I heard somebody talking about the lines at Costco are longer than ever. I mean, people buying gold sneakers from Trump and God knows what the frig else. Tommy says, you said joy and happiness won't pay for your groceries. Let me know how hatred, bigotry, and resentment works. It's not the answer either. Frank Conniff, who is hilarious, says, I'm sure when people of color are being separated from their families and thrown into boxcars by armed soldiers, it'll be a great comfort to them that Trump and Joe and Mika had a nice sit down. Yeah, do you understand? I don't know what people are. He's talking about using the military. This is what Paul Rykoff, who we're going to try to get on, is talking about. He is talking about using the military mm-hmm. against American citizens. Mm-hmm. He is talking about, again, retribution, mm-hmm. about calling up. First of all, again, what did I say? I should listen. You know what? I should go back and listen to myself about how you won't need facts or evidence in Trump 2.0.
Right.
It's his Afghanistan withdrawal plan. Mm-hmm. He's going to court-martial people for the Afghanistan withdrawal that was his plan mm-hmm. that he made with the Taliban and cut out the Afghan government.
Mm-hmm.
Using the military to, this is going to be a way to try to overwhelm state governments, local governments. Remember how they're always states' rights people? Mm-hmm. Not when it comes to their, incredibly cruel deportation plans. Nope. States have no rights now. Mm-hmm. They switch on a dime.
Mm-hmm.
On this states' rights bolt. Barry McCaffrey, former general, said Trump's plans to recall retired officers to court-martial them for the Afghan withdrawal will be a political disaster for him and devastating to the morale of the armed forces. The Uniform Code of Military Justice System is a codified congressional statute, not Stalin show trials. Well, we're in a brave new world now, mm-hmm. apparently. Let's go to real quick, Michelangelo in Denver. Hey, Mike.
Well, how you doing, guys?
Hi.
Hey, listen, I just want to add this. I think that it's about time that we review the 50-state strategy that we had, about 10, 12 years ago or with Kerry and everything else,
mm-hmm.
because that was a much better workable plan than getting into every state. And even if there's one standing soldier in every state to go out and to spread the word, everything with the media and all that, you're absolutely right. They have just shifted, and I think a lot of it is for power and money and all. So we have, on this end here, we have to do resistance, but it's got to be with really big letters like the Hollywood sign and all, and get people out there. I intend to go to Washington on January 20th. Maybe I'll see you there.
I would go the 18th for Sexy Liberal D.C. and the march.
Yes. The march is on the 18th.
And then I'm going to be out of there like through a goose on Sunday morning.
Exactly.
And it's Jody Hamilton's birthday on January 18th. Do it for Jody, for America.
For my 58th birthday.
And for right.
I don't lie about my age.
You're old.
I am old.
Oh, yes. Here was Trump's tweet congratulating Senator Mark Wayne, Jim Bob, John Boy.
Carrington. Colby.
Huffington, Colby, Mullen of Oklahoma. great job by Senator, whatever. Have you guys had a wonderful interview with Trey Gowdy on Fox News? I love Oklahoma. I read the stats on Oklahoma, didn't I?
Not,
they're basically last
awful.
In everything. Yes. In literally everything.
Well,
yes. No.
It's bad.
Mark Wayne, a great fighter. Blah, 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 blah. Make America great. Andrew says, this is what 74.5 million people voted for. 4 years of him congratulating himself for non-achievements, no plans or nor even the slightest interest in doing anything for the country other than demolishing its federal agencies to consolidate his own power and harm the American people. Shock and awe, shock and awe. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's Operation Commando Underpants again. Come on. Commando Eagle? Operation An Eagle Without Underpants. That's what it is.
Commando Eagle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Operation Commando Eagle.
Commando Eagle.
It's an eagle without underpants.
Do eagles wear
Yeah,
underwear?
Do you remember the big George Bush, like the big, dumb, unnecessary, illegal war operation names? Operation Commando Eagle.
It's an eagle without underpants.
It is. Commando
Eagle
wear
is... underpants?
It technically is an eagle without underpants, which presumably most of them don't wear underpants.
I've never seen an eagle with them.
Okay. Jim made a good point then.
Yeah, right.
This commando would mean, that would presumably mean an eagle without underpants.
Yes.
Okay. All right. We'll have to think of some bigger, cooler, crueler, more horrible names for Trump's military operations, deporting, you know, people's grandmothers and stuff.
Abuelita.
Let's think on it.
Commando Stephanie, which
no.
is what you are.
No. Oh, that's
true.
Okay. All right, 20 minutes up to the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Heat Holders. Oh, I forgot. I got to bring the blanket down so you can feel it. I'm going to make you touch it. I'm going to make your face, get your face up in it. It's the softest, warmest blanket I've ever felt. It's like a cloud has floated down from the heavens.
Aww.
It's just the warmest. I'm telling you, even out here in L.A., it's cold.
Chilly.
When I'm hiking and biking in the morning, these socks are the greatest. They make the warmest thermal socks. But did you know... they make a lot more than just socks. They've got the warmest, softest, most comfortable hats, gloves, and more. Everybody loves getting Heat Holders. I give them for gifts every year. I love their blankets, perfect for chilly nights. They make jackets, fleeced vests that will keep you warm no matter what the weather throws at you. Their base layers, game changer. Like their socks, they come in three levels of warmth, original, light, and ultralight. Like a thermostat, you choose whatever you need for whatever cold you're facing. Heatholders.com, the best. Use the code Miller, get 15% off your entire order, and shipping is free with any purchase over $25. Go to heatholders.com, type in the code Miller. Heat Holders, making life warmer.
Stephanie Miller.
Just when I think you've said the stupidest thing ever, you keep talking.
Do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
She's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies. They're wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Iron Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, the YouTuber. They're likely, this is just me wildly speculating, might have been a wee bit of a gentleman's agreement. Try to make it look good, but nobody's actually going to try to knock anybody out.
I actually put a bet on that, and I bet it for Jake Paul to win, just because I knew it was staged. Mike Tyson was going to do what he's going to do. Clearly obvious he could have knocked him out. He just didn't want to do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The John and Gordy Show.
The clipping sound you heard was all of global allies cutting their cables that connect to the American intelligence network.
For the Republican Party to submit themselves to Vlad Putin is just, you must be able to see Ronald Reagan's corpse underneath his grave because it's just turned to clear glass because he's been spinning so fast and melted it.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Stephanie, Manila.
I posted some super pretty pictures of Politics Girl from Sexy Liberal. Remember back when we were 40 years younger and 40 pounds thinner a week and a half ago at LA Sexy Liberal? Anyway. But she was what's his name? Scott Jennings, the CNN right-wing douche. He's the one that's so condescending to her. Like, she was talking once, and he, like, just went like this with his hands. And she's so great at calling people out on their BS, especially just this kind of misogyny. But anyway, he was just being a D to Paul Rykoff, who's, you know, the veteran. They got into a verbal brawl over whether who was more of an expert on Trump's vow to send troops to the southern border. I'm going to say Paul Rykoff is.
Yeah.
Having been an actual troop.
He was reacting to Trump's plan to declare a national emergency over the southern border. Rykoff said it's a guardrail moment for America. There's nothing more sacred or more serious that you can ask an American service member to do than deploy opposite American civilians. So Jennings is like, number one, they're not deployed against American citizens. They're saying, like, undocumented immigrants aren't people. Yeah, they are. And then he said, oh, we've been deploying the National Guard. And Rykoff said that's a very different thing. And Jennings said, oh, you're the expert. Have at it. He said, Paul said, I'm no expert. I'm just a concerned American. And Jennings says, well, you act like one. They're just going to continue to be douchebags. That's Rykoff said, have you served in uniform? Which, of course, no, he hasn't. And we just quoted General McCaffrey. It's a really big deal. I don't think people understand that everything he said he was going to do, he's going to do. Mm-hmm. Do I have sound bites on this? I forget.
No,
not on this. Sorry.
Okay. Not on this.
No. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Hold, please. Yes. I'm sorry. I didn't want to talk about the nominations in general with Jeffrey.
Here's what I have to say about several of the nominations that have been made by the incoming president, including the one that Debbie Wasserman Schultz was referring to. The incoming president, throughout the campaign, promised the American people that we would have the best economy, the best border security, and the best administration possible. The question that has to be asked, is this the best that we can do?
Boy. All right, Charlie Pierce next.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Tonight, the Sun Prairie City Council is voting on an incentive package to develop the site of the deadly explosion back in 2018. In August, they approved plans for a $41 million hotel and apartment project. Now, the city is set to okay $7 million in incentives for the developer. In 2018, firefighter Corey Barr died after a worker hit a natural gas line. He was in the middle of getting others to safety. As part of this plan, there will be a memorial to the tragedy on the corner of Main and Bristol Streets. And a new development for Madison's Black Business Hub, it's set to get a wine and cupcake bar. People could grab a glass and something sweet. It'll be called Taylor Nicole Wine and Cupcake Lounge. Entrepreneur Shakia Davis is currently tasting to find her top five cupcake bakers in Madison. They're also hiring a whole team. She's planning for a soft launch in January and a grand opening in February for Black History Month. And in the fight against the opioid crisis, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services now has a new tool. It'll help health officials all over the state be in touch with one another and track overdoses faster. Derek Tritz explains.
A new online tool launched by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, or DHS for short, might help tackle the overdose epidemic. The Wisconsin Suspected Overdose Alerts for Rapid Response System provides near real-time data pertaining to suspected overdoses, allowing for faster and more informed action by health professionals. This launch comes off the heels of reports showing that suspected overdose deaths are trending downward for the first time since 2018. This tool is not available to the public. However, the publicly available anonymous data on confirmed drug overdoses and substance use will still be available on the DHS website.
Public Health Madison-Dane County also offers overdose spike alerts that anybody can sign up for. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Showers this morning, mostly cloudy and windy all day today with a high in the mid-50s here this afternoon. Tonight we'll drop into the upper 30s. Tomorrow some rain showers, then a few snow showers in the afternoon with a high tomorrow near 43. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 53.
The Dom Salvia Show.
I had somebody recently in one of the classes I was teaching saying to me, I don't do politics, Mr. Santo. I don't spend all my time watching MSNBC and reading the opinion columns. I get that.
You might not do politics, but sooner or later, politics is going to do you. Yeah. You got to have some basic level of understanding of what government is about and how it functions and a little bit of the history of it.
You need to do enough.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Kim Shevchik and the Doctors in Recital into the studio. Then Civic Media's own Melissa Kay joins me to talk about her new show, Community Stories. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Associations Face the Fats campaign.
If the message is we're here to deport your abuelita, that's not going to work well. It has to be one of holding these hardened criminals.
But that is, the message from the Trump administration. They are doing mass deportation. Pack your bags. You heard Tom Homan say that. Now, they have said they will deport criminals first, but They've also said everyone else, there are 11 to 13 million undocumented workers in this country. So how does this work? How do you convince them to let people who are picking fruit stay?
We have a fascism stack now. Yes, Trump confirms plan to use military to deport migrants. Tom Fitton, the conservative douche, tweeted about it, and Trump just retweeted it and said, true. Mm-hmm. How about this one? Trump calls for probe of famed Iowa pollster Ann Seltzer after she quits her job. He called for an investigation over her bombshell pre-election survey that showed, again, when we go, oh, well, he can't do that. Apparently, you can. He wrote, she knew exactly what she was doing. I don't even know what the crime would be. Will we need any crimes?
What?
You can investigate pollsters for being wrong now. Is that? Okay. All right. This is why I love Rex Huskey.
Back to Ann Seltzer?
Hang on, let me get some details for you. Yep, what do you want to know?
Trump thinks she destroyed her entire career.
Yes, to help Kamala Harris something. She needs to be investigated.
Right.
Wow.
For causing great distrust and uncertainty at a very critical time. So even when he wins, he's a stompy, sore loser, whiny baby bitch.
Yep. Okay. Ann Seltzer doesn't have a career now.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
This is why I love Rex Hupp. Key, have you read him in the USA Today? This is just so perfect. Just headlined, I didn't think Trump would do the unhinged things he said he'd do. What the heck? And he writes, whoa, hold on a minute. Trump has started appointing screwballs for important government positions, making plans for immigrant detention camps, and leaning authoritarian style on Republicans in Congress to obliterate checks and balances. Are you telling me the man who said he was going to do all these crazy things is actually going to do all these crazy things? What the heck? I was told by many Trump supporters that he's a showman who talks tough, but when he gets into office, he'll govern like a sensible conservative, just like he didn't do the first time around. There's a lot of this is like heavy with snark, which is my favorite. He says, and now I find the next president is in fact going to let a certifiable nutball like Robert F. Kennedy go wild on American health and medicine. I mean, when Trump said he was going to let Kennedy go wild on American health and medicine, I assumed he was kidding around. And besides, I was mad that eggs are expensive. But now it looks like vaccines are going to become optional and Americans will be told the best way to protect against infectious disease is to put a clove of garlic in your ear and avoid processed foods. Somebody called him, I can't remember now, Wormy McWhale's head or something, I don't know. I got to go find it. Brainworn McWhale saw or something, I don't know. I am shocked, I tell you, that a presidential candidate who spoke in run-on sentences that sounded like they were written by a dumb version of Jack Kerouac on Benzedrine Bender might have actually been telling the truth about his intentions. Trump is letting Elon Musk run the country because, of course, he is. I mean, just because Trump has spoken highly of Ramaswamy, had Musk more or less by his side since before the election, saying he would put Musk in charge of government efficiency, I never expected that. Oh, okay, this is starting to make sense now. Apparently, Trump did mean all the noodle brain things that he said over and over and over during the campaign, things that included being a dictator. But just for the first day, rounding up millions and millions of immigrants, stashing them in detention camps, punishing his political enemies, giving police officers greater immunity, implementing massive tariffs, and pardoning the convicted January 6th attackers. I guess I just thought him saying those things and the media reporting on those things and the pundits warning that Trump will definitely do the things he keeps saying he's going to do. Well, like I said, eggs were expensive, and I figured, nah, he's not going to do all that. Boy, do I have expensive eggs on my face. Come on, that's the line of the election cycle. He finishes by saying anyone shocked by what Trump's doing just wasn't paying attention. It's strange how all the things we were explicitly told would happen are now going to happen. It really makes you think, or at least wish that you had done so sooner. Thank you, Rex, for channeling me. Oh, by the way, another especially clumsy Russian ballet dancer. You know, they're notoriously clumsy.
They're very ballet dancers. Accomplished ones especially.
It's totally totally unrelated story. He happened to be an outspoken critic of Putin's invasion of Ukraine. He fell 60 feet to his death.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those windows in Russia.
Yeah.
They're very open.
They are.
Yeah.
It's not like Vegas where they're all closed.
Russian authorities, you'll be shocked to know, labeled the fall an accident. Mm-hmm. Because, of course.
Not even suspicious.
Oh, blaming painkillers.
Mm-hmm. He had a couple kids. He was married to a ballerina.
Yeah.
Stood too close to an open window.
See, in Russia, you don't stand close to window. No. Stay away from window.
Ballet dancers, very, very bad balance.
Terrible. 14 pirouettes in a row.
I'm sure this is nothing to worry about. Vladimir Putin signed a decree Tuesday expanding the conditions under which Russia might deploy nuclear weapons in reaction to Biden arming Ukraine. Russia warned that this has effectively brought the U.S., Britain, and France into direct confrontation with Russia. No, it hasn't. But they're going to pretend it has. And that only Trump can fix all this, of course, by just very nicely giving him Ukraine.
Europe.
For Christmas.
Just Europe.
Okay. Do you think this is going to be at all relevant? Matt Gaetz accused of participating in, up to 10 drug-fueled orgies? Oh, by the way, somebody brought up, Madison Cawthorn.
Oh.
Oh, poor
Come
Matt.
Back. All's forgiven. You were obviously right.
He was.
All I'm going to say is somebody owes Madison Cawthorn an apology because y'all made him out of town. I'm trying to tell y'all about these sex parties, but nobody wanted to believe him. And I'm not making light of this situation, but I remember when I heard the craziness coming from Madison Cawthorn, I was like, now that don't seem quite right. But then hearing it confirmed today, I'm like, he was right all along and nobody wanted to listen.
So between 5 and 10 sex parties, where group sex situations, quote unquote, where illegal drugs were consumed. One of the women claims to have seen Gaetz having sex with an underage friend up against a games table. Mm. Oh, we're getting into pinball.
That was air hockey.
It was air hockey.
Yeah.
Gaetz's lawyer said Merrick Garland's DOJ cleared Matt Gaetz and didn't charge him. Are you alleging Garland is part of a cover-up? No, just a see. But sorry.
You know what? I'm glad it was air hockey and not cornhole.
Yeah.
Okay, let's...
What?
The attorney representing two women who provided testimony to federal and House ethics investigators revealed details about his alleged misconduct in a bid to push the committee to release the report. He explained about the... that they'd talked about the sex parties. He said, again, he said this earlier. She was in high school and there are witnesses. It's even for me that marinates in this, I sometimes wake up going, this is not seriously the Attorney General of the United States. We are seriously considering. Oh, Elon Musk, by the way, continuing his disinformation. He said underneath his big head of hair, that Bob's big boy hair, Matt Gaetz has a big brain and is ready to become the hammer of justice. He tweeted this at like 2 a.m. Matt Gaetz has three critical assets that are needed for the AG role: a big brain, a spine of steel, and an axe to grind. He's the Judge Dredd America needs to clean up a corrupt system and put powerful bad actors in prison.
Someone with an axe to grind is the last person I want.
Should be Attorney General.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. One more.
I also don't think Gaetz doesn't get it because of a sex scandal. I think Gaetz specifically doesn't get this because he's an ass to people, and people in the Senate don't like him. And to
Scott had
point,
the same problem.
To Scott's point, they only elected, for all of you at home, every 6 years. Some of them don't really care, and it's the Senate. All 100 of them think they should be president. Let me, Democrat or Republican? So I think that's the reason, because he has attacked a lot of them personally on Twitter is why he don't get it.
No, it's true. What's his name? Mark Wayne, Jim Bob, John Boy.
Mullen.
Yeah.
Carrington.
Yeah. He was on, spouting Colby. These wacky vaccines cause autism, nonsense on Meet the Press, right? Just right-wing, just douchebaggery. And then they get to Matt Gaetz, and he's like, oh, no, not him. He's a hole. Literally, everyone hates him, Republicans and Democrats.
Even Trey Gowdy, I think it was last night on Fox News, said, Republicans should not be nominating this guy.
Yeah. Skip to Aaron Burnett and the lawyer for some of the ladies.
Does your client have any idea as to whether Matt Gaetz knew
So she testified to the House that Representative Gaetz did not know her friend's age at the time they had sexual intercourse. And when he found out about her age, that Representative Gaetz stopped having sexual intercourse with her, and he only started the sexual intercourse interactions later on when she turned 18.
Oh, okay.
One more.
Just to be clear, your client's knew he had paid also your clients for sex? He was paying for sex?
The testimony before the House was yes, that Representative Gates paid my client, both of my clients, for sexual favors throughout the summer of 2017 all the way to the beginning of 2019.
And how did he pay them?
Those were primarily through Venmo and PayPal payments. There was one payment through Representative Gates' adopted son through his PayPal.
Nestor.
That's Nestor.
Right. Good old Nestor.
Nestor's back. You know, he's an empty Nestor. Will we ever discover the mystery of Nestor? So, all right, let's skip to
Well, for those who have just tuned in, should we explain who Nestor is?
It was his ex-girlfriend's brother.
Yeah.
His adopted son.
That
adopted him when he was, what, 17 or something?
Yes.
17. Yeah.
As you do.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. One thinks there might be more loafers to drop there. Okay, let's Anna Navarro on this very subject.
When Speaker Johnson said we're in a different era, he's right. We're in the Trump era. And the laws and the statutes and the protocol that applied every other time just seems not to apply to Donald Trump. I mean, remember, let me just say this. I remember, you and I are old enough to remember, when Bill Clinton had two attorney general nominees, Zoe Baird and Kimba Wood, who were eliminated, who had to withdraw because they had employed illegal nannies.
Oy.
Matt Gaetz is accused of sleeping with a girl who's almost young enough to need a nanny.
Oh, okay.
It really is. It is just OMG. All right, before we say goodbye to 2024 and the rule of law, I wanted to quote our friend Barb McQuaid. She said he has an opportunity to hand the incoming Trump administration a mess long after he's gone. She said Jack Smith can have a lot more control if he ends it on his own terms. There are a couple things he can do, she said. One, as you say, is to issue a full-throated report on both of the cases, January 6th and the documents case, those two things. The other thing he could do I don't know if this would withstand all the machinations of that Trump will certainly try to put up against it. He could try to dismiss the cases without prejudice and make the argument later that the statute of limitations is told during Trump's presidency and revive the cases in 2029. I think there's a 50-50 shot that succeeds. So if he ends it now with prejudice, that keeps those cases alive. It would put the Trump administration in the untenable spot of either accepting that or having to refile the cases just so they can dismiss them with prejudice. We'll talk to Glenn about all that. A lot of legal machinations, but I think it remains incredible to a lot of us. Mm-hmm. But what's the Breaking Bad thing? That he apparently can keep getting away with all this.
Yeah.
that seriously you can commit crimes.
He can't keep getting away with it! Mm. He can't keep getting away with it!
That he could commit crimes this serious,
yes.
The overthrow of the United States government, mm-hmm. the theft of Clinton, dissemination of classified documents, and we're just like, oh, well, mm-hmm. bacon was expensive. Okay, I'm going to alternate bacon and eggs. I don't need either of them, but I just, you know, I want to spread the blame around. Okay, 47. My favorite thing of this week is JoJo from Jersey calling eggs the C word. I don't know why. We're all working through our grief in different stages. Yeah. All right, Charlie Pierce is Noen Casa. We'll see if we can find him. But we have Victor Shi. He can talk about the Ute vote
mm-hmm.
coming up. 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by CB Distillery. Do you feel like your chill may have gone missing in the last 10 days or so? You can get it back. CB Distillery is a game changer for all of us. I've been able to reset my health. I'm telling you, I did 50 miles on my bike, four-hour
wow.
ride last Saturday. Ouch. What happened? CBD relief stick. Oh, it's the best. I have the salve and the relief stick. The relief stick is easier to use by yourself, you know, if you're by yourself, because I am. Anyway, it's... You can rubby on your back, and it is like magic, I'm telling you. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm. 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity, and an impressive 90% said they sleep better with CBD. If you're struggling with a health concern and haven't found relief, make the change like we did. Right, gummy girl?
Mm-hmm. I love the gummies.
Yay, gummies. CB Distillery, with over 2 million customers, 100% money-back guarantee. It's the source we trust. We can get you 20%. 20% discount to get you started. CBDistillery.com. The code is Stephanie for 20% off. CBDistillery.com.
Oh, my God!
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. roundhouseprovisions.com. Well, we know Heat Holders makes the warmest thermal socks. I personally love these socks. They are my go-to in the winter. My feet can't get enough of them, and they make perfect gifts for family, too. But did you know that Heat Holders make so much more than socks? They've got the warmest, softest, most comfortable hats, gloves, and more. I absolutely love their blankets. They're perfect for chilly nights. Plus, they make jackets and fleece vests that will keep you warm no matter what the weather throws at you. Their base layers are a game changer. Like their socks, they come in three levels of warmth. Originals, lights, and ultralights. Just like a thermostat, choose what you need for whatever cold you're facing. And you don't have to take my word for it. Check out their 40,000 five-star reviews. Head on over to heatholders.com. Use the code Miller and receive 15% off your entire order. And shipping is free with any purchase over $25. Go to heatholders.com. Use the code Miller. That's Heat Holders, making life warmer. One more time, that is heatholders.com. The code is Miller to get that 15% off.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions, get answers. Connect today toll-free, 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Come to the Lazy Elf Lounge to cheer on the green and gold. Enjoy free Jello shots with every Green Bay touchdown. Stock up on $20 buckets of White Claw and High Noon, $15 assorted buckets of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products, plus $4 off wing baskets when you dine in. Come for all the fun on game days at the Lazy Elf Lounge, North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook and find the full menu at LazyElfLounge.com.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut, peas, beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Just Thrive. Look at me. Look at me thriving, despite
Don't thriving.
All of it. Everything. Okay. Listen, we're health nuts. You know, we eat right, we exercise right. I'm telling you, Just Thrive is an amazing new product I've been using. The family gatherings are coming up. I'm having enough family out here. The holidays, right, filled with maybe a little too much cheer, too many goodies, you know what I'm saying. Luckily, we have Just Thrive Probiotic. This clinically proven probiotic and antioxidant is on the market. Is the best, unlike most probiotics. Just Thrive beats both post-meal bloat and indigestion and supports a strong immune system, gives you clear, growing skin, and can improve your sleep. Just Thrive comes in capsules or gummies. Yay, gummies! It's the perfect gift to keep your gut in balance during the busy holiday season and beyond. Give yourself the gift of health this year and kickstart your New Year's routine early with Just Thrive. For a limited time, save 20% site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. Once again, it is justthrivehealth.com. The promo code is Stephanie for 20% off site-wide. Get it. Oh, I don't know if this is true, but okay. Terry says the "oh, bitch, please" quote.
Oh, boy.
The line, "oh, bitch, please, take your line of bolt down to the corner market and then sell it there, because this five and dime isn't buying your line today," is from the 2011 film The Help.
No,
that's been suggested before. But
in the movie, Minnie Jackson, played by Octavia Spencer, delivers this line during confrontation with...
No, it's not Octavia Spencer's voice at all.
No.
That's not her voice.
This scene highlights... I mean, AI is often wrong, yes.
Yes.
But it sure seems confident here. Well, so are Republicans, and they're all... wrong. Although confident. Okay, well, thank you anyway.
Computer says no.
Yeah,
sorry.
No.
Sorry, AI computer. Raleigh, in Michigan says, "Dear Steph, many in Michigan voted for Trump to send a message to Democrats that they were unhappy with the administration's support of Israel. Message received. Below are the messages from Trump and Republicans that clearly did not register. One, banning Muslims from entering the U.S. Two, Trump moving the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. Three, Republicans inviting Netanyahu to address Congress. Now, within a week of the election, Trump appears ready to appoint Mike Huckabee as ambassador to Israel. The message to Muslims from this new administration should now be clear, off and die."
Mm-hmm.
Literally. We'll talk to Dean Obadallah about that tomorrow, who is, as we know, part Palestinian. But I got to hand it to Dean. He was out there loudly saying you must support Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, you know. Anyway, you know, despite him having, you know, his own feelings on the subject. But a lot of stuff to talk about. You and I have a lot to answer for white ladies. Stupid bitches.
I'm sorry.
Stupid bitches. Okay. Paul was...
There was less of us this time than in 2016, so...
Still a lot of dumb bitches.
Still stupid.
Okay. Polly in Westchester. Hey, Polly. Welcome.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good.
I wanted to stick up for Chris and being friends with Trumpers. He's getting beat up a little bit. I have friends and family that voted for him 3 times. I can't have that hate. And I love them. They don't get the same information that we get. So they're going to find out. And I just wanted to back Chris up a little bit.
Well, you know, yeah, thank you, honey. And, you know, it's, we always say, like, Trump is like the abusive spouse.
He is.
We watch Joe and Mika, we're like, oh my God. That's what we keep saying. Like, you know, when you know someone you love is with someone horrible.
Mm-hmm.
But they're your loved one, you know, when they finally, you know, come to Jesus, I guess, you know, you try to welcome them back and not make them feel dumb. You know, you just try to go, okay, yes, we try, you know, because
progressives often have a way of making people feel dumb.
Because because the need to, the urge to say we told you so is going to be so strong.
And,
but it's just what I'm saying is if it's people you love, I guess you have to find a way to go, okay, you know. And they, you know, that's the problem. Like, no one tells you when you're with the person. And then after they're all like, oh, well, we knew he was Satan. Sorry, we should have said something.
I've said things.
All right. Victor Shee, next on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. We'll invite our old friend and colleague, Luke Mathers, for Tuesday Tangents with Luke and a report on Wisconsin basketball. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Matt Nair on air.
Brittany Merlot, it's time for a little weather and wine.
If you're a weather nerd like me, I know Jane, you are.
I like the weather.
Do you know what Coco Raz is?
What?
Coco Raz. COCORAHS. Community Collaborative Rain, Hail, and Snow Network. You can actually help us meteorologists. All you do is put a rain gauge outside, and this is how I tell you guys how much rain Wisconsin got.
That sounds so Coco Raz.
It's a Coco Raz kind of moment.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.